It's All Things Considered on Illinois Public Media, WILL. I'm Jim Meadows. Champaign Franklin Middle School students interviewed a number of African American women in 2006 on discrimination and other issues. Born in 1914, Champaign native Irma Bridgewater is a living witness to the development of black life in America. From Jim Crow, Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, and the March on Washington, to desegregation and other crucial events, including the election of the nation's first black president.
I sat there and cried. Yeah, it was hard to believe that it was possible. Of course, it's something we had been praying for and hoping for. But it just didn't seem like it could be possible. But it was, and he is. And it's a real feeling of pride, because he's not a dumb man at all. And then you watch him and listen to him, and you realize that he's a real Christian. That's one of the things that disturbs me. With people are always looking for some undercurrent, some means something against the things that he's doing. And if they look at him as a decent Christian person, they can see that what he's doing is just normal for anybody who wants to do right. In fact, it's now where they're talking about him overseas as if he's campaigning. That's all right. He's got the job. Forget that. He's just being nice to people, saying, I'll listen to you. And I think that's one of the problems that we've had as Americans. We think we're the greatest, and you can't know anything, so I wouldn't listen to you because you can't tell me anything. Under the last president, that was un-American to say, but I can say it now if I want to. What he is and is doing is good for all of us. And it's been interesting to note that lately the people in Japan have been studying his speeches and learning to speak English by learning his speeches. That's really something. Obama has fixed it so that we can no longer put it on the other guy. We're going to have to say, well, look at what he did. So, and with some hard work from some people, maybe we can do the same thing. As black parents, we've always told our kids, or at least I have, you can be anything you want to be. Well, we had our fingers crossed when we were saying that. If you try hard enough. Yeah, we said it. But now I think he has helped to prove it. It sounds like he might, in a way, he might be the answer to Martin Luther King to going ahead with some of the things that Martin Luther King felt and thought should happen. More power to him. I hope he lives forever.
The Youth Media Workshop series, I Remember, I Believe, is a service of Illinois Public Media. Stories were produced by University of Illinois graduate journalism student Carrie Carpenter using interviews of Champaign-Franklin Middle School students.